This is Julie.
Hello, my name is Cheyenne, returning your call from customer service. How may I help you today?
Is this the youth essentials thing?
I'm not sure, ma'am. Can you remind me with your zip code so I can pull up your account?
56001.
Yes, ma'am. Can you also verify your first and last name?
Julie Dornack.
Yes, ma'am. For security purposes, can you verify your billing address?
232 Hudson Avenue East.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second. Yes, ma'am, and I do see here that on the 31st of August, you did start a trial with us for face cream.
Historically, we've asked for a lot more than the legislature has been willing to give us.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Why are you calling in today, ma'am?
Well, for some reason, I'm being charged $89, and I did not agree to anything more than the trial.
Yes, ma'am. So, do you remember when you started a trial with us, clicking the box that stated that you were 18 years of age or older?
I'm sorry, you're asking me if I'm old enough or what?
Because I was going to explain the terms and conditions to you to tell you why you were being charged $89.
Well, that's fine. I just want to cancel that. I'm not going to pay it. The solution hurt my face and made me break out. I'm not going to continue using it.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second while I get this canceled out.
Well, I know, at Rochester, every time that we needed to order anything that was COVID related, the plexiglass, the special cleaners, all of that, it went in under a different cost center that is tracking all those purchases, but I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. So I did get your account canceled out with us. You will not receive any more charges or any products from us, ma'am.
And they're going to refund the first one that they took out for $89?
No, ma'am. The charges are valid so that we won't be able to issue you a refund.
Well, I didn't get anything for that
$89. Yes,
ma'am.
That's why I was trying to explain the terms and conditions to you, ma'am. Those charges are for the previous products you received. Those charges are not for you to receive new products. Those are the full charges of the $4.99, mean the $7.49 when you only pay shipping.
Well, it says I didn't have to pay for that.
Yes, ma'am, because you was in a trial period, a 14-day trial, and if you don't call back and cancel within your 14, when your 14 days are over, on the 15th day you will be billed the full price, and that's where you see the $89.65.
Well, that is just total BS.
Yes, ma'am, and that's why I was trying to explain the terms and conditions to you, because a lot of us do just skip over the terms and conditions, even though they are a very important part to read when we're ordering
anything online.
Well,
I'm going
to
make a complaint. You should make this freaking known. This is BS. I will report it.
Yes, ma'am, report it to who?
I am highly upset. Better Business Bureau. I'll report it to whoever I have to.
Yes, ma'am.
This
I could offer you.
Wrong.
I could offer you a 35% off refund, ma'am.
Well, why? Because you don't want your poor business practices known?
No, ma'am. Not that. It's because a lot of us do not read the terms and conditions. You probably just, quick. Hey, I just want to get this over with, you know, order the product. But in terms of conditions, it did state everything you need to know. But because we think terms and conditions are very long and they're not important, we don't read them. But terms and conditions are very important. They do play a very important role when we're ordering
offline. It's a very misleading advertisement. Very misleading.
Yes, ma'am. So if you would like, I can offer you a 35% off refund.
Anything you can offer is going to be better than nothing. But I still am going to make the claim. This is total misleading advertising. And you're taking advantage of a lot of people with it.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second. Yes, ma'am, and I understand your frustration, so I can give you a 50% off refund if you would like.
That would be great.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm going to issue you a 50% off refund. If you could just stay on the line so I can give you your refund and give you a confirmation code.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I did get that refunded to you.
I saw it come in on the email.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Oh, you got a confirmation email?
I did.
Yes, ma'am. So I gave you a refund. So, and I also did cancel you out of our system, so you won't receive any more future charges from us or any products from us.
Great.
And all of your information will be deleted out of our system.
Great, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and I'm sorry about the frustration and the confusion. I hope you have a great day.
Bye.